You're listening to All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. After some heavy rains the past few days, the northern halves of Vermont, New Hampshire, and part of northern New York are under a flash flood watch through tomorrow. A stretch of the Winooski River is currently under a flood warning, and more rain is in the forecast. For more on the current conditions, I'm joined by Scott Whittier, a meteorologist for the National Weather Service based in Burlington. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing well. First, what exactly does the Weather Service mean by a flash flood? What should people look out for?
Yes, a flash flood is usually a flood that is that results from a quick amount of heavy rainfall. So what happens is that the rain falls, it doesn't really have much time to saturate into the ground. It's oversaturated, so it's really most of the rain falls as some sort of a runoff, and that could be runoff into people's driveways, streams, brooks, and eventually down rivers or whatever. So once you get a lot of volume of water in a short period of time, it's all runoff. And this is where small streams and brooks and others like that can really rise rapidly and cause issues like we saw last night and early this morning.
And for the flood warning that's in effect on the Winooski River, how serious is the situation at this point? Is there the potential for damage?
To farmers and agricultural land, there is some issues likely from Richmond down to the Intervale on the Winooski. But upstream at the through Waterbury, where the original warning started, that warning has now been discontinued. But the waters remain high, and if we do see any significant rainfall later today, tonight, and especially tomorrow, we could probably see renewed flooding on the larger watersheds as well come tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night.
For people in areas that are prone to floods, are there precautions to take in situations like this in case things get worse?
Yeah, if they're in an area that normally they have problems in terms of getting from point A to point B, best bet is to have an ulterior location to possibly go to and evacuate if you need to, and really just very closely monitor the conditions. If you start seeing water rising rapidly and you're going to get flooded out, then move away and seek higher ground. And in any evacuation routes or any routes you may travel, just make sure that those routes are traveling above the water line. Because if you leave your house and you move into it, you're trying to get a road and you get in an area that's lower and that floods, then you're really in pretty bad shape. So just know your safety routes, know where the water is in relationship to where you travel and where you live. And if for signs of higher water, seek higher ground. If you run across a flooded roadway, you don't know what's underneath that, underneath the water. So turn around, don't drown.
Mm-hmm. And what's causing the weather pattern right now that's bringing this series of storms and rain to the region?
We're really in a locked pattern. We can't get systems to really move, or the overall big steering systems to move from west to east. So we're in a locked pattern where jet stream is dip down across the central part of the U.S. into the Gulf of Mexico, and then the flow is back from the southwest to northeast into New England with copious amounts of atmospheric moisture, deep-layered moisture. And then we're getting little disturbances traveling along that moisture band, and since there's really no movement from west to east, it's traveling over the same locations. And we're going to be in that way until we finally try to kick this thing out of here on Sunday and what perhaps may be a very good July 3rd and July 4th.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pretty wet spring and early summer so far, especially if we're comparing it to last year when parts of the region were dealing with a drought. In the longer term, Scott, can we expect a fairly rainy summer?
Well, that's the funny thing. The seasonal predictions were for a warmer than normal May and June, and somewhat near normal precipitation. Now, we have, believe it or not, even though it has seemed kind of cool, we are above normal in temperatures, but not to the extent I think we were initially looking at, and we've been wetter. I think we will see a pattern shift, and we will dry out. I don't think we can keep this run of the last couple of months that we've had, so I would look for an eventual drier, warmer pattern as we get into mid and late summer.
Okay, Scott Whittier is with the National Weather Service in Burlington. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Henry.